Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In tonight's story, Grandpa introduces Jasper and Joshua to another smart animal friend on their Prince Edward Island farm. Grandpa and Grandma made a special friend, Finley, a bright red fox who loved visiting. At first, they were surprised to see him, but soon they discovered he was a kind and clever fox who brought them pine cones and shiny stones as gifts. To show their thanks, they gave Finley tasty treats and even a tiny scarf to keep him warm in the winter. Before we get started with our story, let's take a moment to relax and get comfortable. If you are ready for bed, make sure you are cozy and comfortable. Imagine you are in a peaceful part of the forest on Prince Edward Island, surrounded by snow-covered trees. Even though you are outside, you are still toasty warm. Close your eyes gently and picture the quiet, snowy forest around you. Imagine seeing a cute fox and its bright red fur against the white snow. It's beautiful and peaceful here. Now, I would like you to breathe in slowly through your nose, like you're sniffing the cool, fresh air of the forest. Fill your belly with air, counting to four. Imagine the air is crisp and filled with the scents of pine and winter. Hold your breath for a moment, just like a fox might pause to listen to the sounds of the forest. Count to four again. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth, counting to six. As you breathe out, imagine the fox dashing through the snow, leaving a trail of tiny paw prints behind it. Feel any worries or distractions leaving your body with the breath. Why don't you try to do this three times? Each time you breathe in, imagine the peaceful, snowy forest. Each time you breathe out, think of a fox and its adventures in the woods. As you continue with your deep belly breaths, we'll continue with our story. Finley the Fox. We had a lot of fun staying with you and Grandma, Grandpa. Yeah, it was super fun, especially the lasagna, cookies, and hot chocolate, Jasper added, while rubbing his belly. Elbowing his brother, Jasper said, "It wasn't just the food. It's a lot of fun here on your farm, and you have a lot of great stories. Your grandmother and I are happy to have you, and you are welcome to come anytime, even before summer when you usually visit." "Yeah, it's just as fun here on the farm in winter. And with all the hot chocolate, you never really get cold." "Ha ha, yes. Hot chocolate certainly helps. Speaking of hot chocolate, You kids should do a good job brushing your teeth. You don't want all that sugar you ate to give you cavities. I'll go fix your bed while you two finish up." "Okay, Grandpa," Joshua said with a mouthful of toothpaste. After finishing up in the bathroom, Jasper and Joshua ran to the bedroom and jumped into the creaky old bed they had to share. "The floor is super cold, Grandpa," Joshua said, kicking his feet under the blankets. "That's because you forgot to wear your socks," Jasper said with a laugh. "It's not even that cold. You can't see your breath, at least." "I'll give our furnace a little touch so that the air up here warms up a bit. And I'll put more wood on the fire downstairs, so your last night with us is toasty and warm. This old farmhouse makes you get cozy with each other in the winter. There are lots of drafts when it's storming outside, and our old doors don't close as well as they used to, so I will have to replace them. Sometimes, Grandpa, when we are lying here at night, I can hear the house talking. Or it seemed like it was talking. There would be this whisper, and then a creak and a crack. I don't know what the house was saying, but it was kind of cool," Jasper said with a yawn. "Ha ha, that's right. The house has a voice. All the wind was coming through, and whenever we walked, the floors creaked. Our house certainly has a personality, and your grandmother and I love it. Do you think you would like to live in the big city with us, Grandpa? We have a couple of places to get ice cream and lots of places to get burgers and stuff," Joshua asked, also with a great big yawn. "No, I don't think your grandmother and I will move to Charlottetown anytime soon. We like our farm too much. And besides, there are lots of animals to keep us company." "But you don't have so many farm animals anymore, Grandpa. What animals keep you company?" Joshua asked. "Well, there are the cats and the wild hare and our chickens. Sometimes we see one of Marvin the Mouse's cousins running around. They come by to say hello and have a piece of apple pie. And there are the foxes. We have lots of foxes." "Really, Grandpa? You have foxes here?" Jasper asked. "Are they nice?" "The foxes we have seen didn't look friendly and kind of looked like they were sad," Joshua said, frowning at the thought. "Sometimes wild animals can get sick and they can look sad as a result. But the foxes we have here are all healthy and seem very happy. We have even made friends with one." "Really, Grandpa? You have a friend who is a fox?" "We sure do. His name is Finley. I'll tell you what. You two get cozy, close your eyes, and I'll tell you a story about our friend Finley the fox. Thank you, Grandpa." Like all our animal friends here, Finley was pretty smart. Maybe it's the rich Prince Edward Island soil that makes all the animals here like this, Grandpa said with a smile. It was fall when we first met Finley. The leaves had just started to turn. The colors of the leaves look so pretty that time of the year, with their golds and reds. Your grandma had been baking her famous apple pie, and the whole house was filled with that sweet, sweet smell. When she is baking apple pie, it's a bit like living inside our apple orchard, except there is that added brown sugar and cinnamon. Anyway, that's when we first laid eyes on Finley, darting across the edge of the yard, his nose up in the air, sniffing out the source of that irresistible aroma. At first, we did what anyone might do when a fox comes nosing around. We worried about the chickens and kept a closer eye on the pie cooling by the window. But Finley, oh, he wasn't interested in trouble. No, this fox seemed mostly curious. And maybe he had just a touch of hunger for something other than the food that he usually eats. Now, I don't know what the foxes you have seen look like, but Finley was a handsome fella. His fur was a bright, shiny red, just like the leaves in autumn. He had a fluffy white chest, and the tip of his bushy tail was white too, which stood out against his red fur and made him look very special. His legs were a little bit darker, almost like a shadow, but they seemed strong and fast, perfect for running around the farm. The most amazing thing about Finley was his eyes. They were big and sparkled like gems, and his ears were pointy and always moving, listening to the sounds of the farm, I guess. Anyway, night after night, Finley returned, keeping his distance, but watching with his sparkly, keen eyes. It wasn't long before your grandma, with her big, kind heart, noticed how Finley seemed more interested in company than causing any mischief. "Perhaps," she said one evening, "all he wants is to feel a part of this farm, just like the rest of us. Do you think he just wants a family?" I was pretty wary at first. I mean, a fox has got to be a fox. And we had all kinds of chickens. But your grandma can be pretty convincing. So we made a quiet pact, Finley and us. Without words, but with mutual understanding. We left a bit of that apple pie crust on the back step after dinner. And in return, Finley kept to his silent vigil, never once disturbing the peace of our farm. Just like with Marvin, our mouse, your grandmother's apple pie had a way with animals. This went on as the season turned, with the leaves falling and the air growing crisp with the start of winter. Finley became a regular sight in the twilight hours. A little guardian of the farm's edge, his presence a natural part of our evening routine. As winter began and the snow started to fall, we started to see our friend Finley more frequently. During those cold months, Grandpa continued, his voice as warm as the crackling fire, Finley showed us just how much a part of the family he had become. One cold morning, when the snow was piled high against the farmhouse door, we found little footprints leading up to the porch. There, right on the doorstep, was a small pile of pine cones and shiny stones arranged in a neat little circle. It was Finley's gift to us. A treasure from the woods. Grandpa laughed softly, remembering the joy of that morning. Your grandma and I were touched by Finley's thoughtful present. We decided it was time to give something back to our little friend. So we started leaving bits of food for him on the porch. Scraps from dinner, a slice of apple pie now and then, and even a tiny knitted scarf Grandma made to keep him warm. As the days grew shorter and the nights colder, Finley's scarf became a familiar sight, a tiny streak of red and green darting through the snow. He'd come every evening wearing his scarf. To this day, we don't know how he put it on to enjoy his dinner on the porch. Sometimes, he'd linger by the window, watching us with those bright, curious eyes, as if he wanted to join the warmth inside. One evening, as a blizzard howled outside, we heard a commotion in the henhouse. Rushing out, we found Finley, not after the chickens, but standing guard at the door. He had chased away a hungry raccoon, protecting our hens from harm. Finley truly had become a member of our farm family. Grandpa paused, looking at Jasper and Joshua's closed eyes with a smile. As winter turned to spring and the snow melted away, Finley continued to visit, though less often, but always with a new treasure to share. And though he roams through the woods more freely now, every so often we'll find a pine cone or a shiny stone on our doorstep, a reminder of our little friend and the winter we shared. Finley, the fox with the bright red fur, will always be a part of our farm. And with that, Grandpa fixed their blankets, blew them kisses, said goodnight, and left the kids nestled in their beds, dreaming of Finley darting through the snow, a tiny protector in a knitted scarf. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, I appreciate the beauty of nature and the changing seasons. I am brave and kind, just like Finley the fox. I share gifts and kindness with others. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight.